Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masech Des Me'ila Perik Vav Mishnah Bey Shalach Biyat Cheresh. If the Balabayis sent Hegdish money in the hands of a deaf mute, Shoita, person that doesn't have Das, knowledge, V'katan, or a minor. Same problem with all three. You can't make them Shluchim because they don't have the Das to accept the Shlichas properly. So he sent a Cheresh, Shoita, or a katan with Hegdish money to purchase something from a shopkeeper. Zakta Mishnah. Even though they're not qualified shluchim, but im asu shlichusai, if they fulfill the shlichus of the balabayis without changing anything, if they carried out orders properly, balabayis mal, the balabayis is the one that is moil behegdish. He's the bardas over here when it comes to the mi'ila. Now once the balabayis is moil behegdish, the money goes out to chulin. And therefore, the shopkeeper won't be moil behegdish, even if he uses the money afterwards. However, if loy asu shluchasai, they didn't carry out the instructions of the one who sent them. So a chenveni moil, then it's the chenveni, it's the shopkeeper who is moil behegdish. The balabayas, he's not moil behegdish because they told him to do one thing and they did something else. The cheresh shayt of a katan, it's not shaykh to say they're chayiv. They don't have the das to be chayiv. So the money keeps its kedusha. And that's the reason that when the shopkeeper uses it, he's the one that's moil behegdish. He would be moil behegdish when he uses that money for his own purpose. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, shalach, if the balabai sent the money biyad pikeach, pikeach means a person that's a bardas. He's not a cheresh, he's not a shayt or a katan. And he says, please buy something with this money. It's money of Hegdish. Buy something with this money by the shopkeeper. Then Niskan, the Balabayas, reminded himself, what did I just do? That was Hegdish money. And he reminded himself, actually, Hegia, before the Shliach arrived, Eitzel Chemli, by the shopkeeper. Now remember, Mi'ila is only Shoigeg. So once the Balabayas realized that it was Hegdish, it's not Shaykh Mi'ila anymore. Because now he knows what's happening. Zok de Mishnah, hachen v'nimal, it's the shopkeeper that's moil behegdish kishayotzi when he's going to use that money for his purpose. Wait a second, what about the shliach? So the Batanura explains, the shliach also, you know, it doesn't say so in the Mishnah, but the shliach also said, wait a second, this money is hegdish money. And he still went ahead and gave the money to the shopkeeper. So he's also amazed. So it's not shaykh mila by him. The only one that's a shaygig here is the shopkeeper. Both the original sender, the balabayas, and the shliach realized there was hegdish. And therefore, once again in this case, hachenveni mal, it's the chenveni, it's the shopkeeper. It's going to be mal behegdish kishe yoitzi, when he's going to use the money for his own purposes. Now what would have taka happened if the balabayas reminded himself, oh, yve, I just gave hegdish money. I gave it over to a shliach to buy something for me. And the shliach did not know? So the shliach is mile. And once the shliach is mile, the shopkeeper is not mile. Because the first person that's mile behegdish takes the money out to chulin. So it's not shaykh that the second person was mile behegdish, it's no longer hegdish. So let's say the shopkeeper takes the money, he sells something. Someone comes and tells him, you know, that money is hegdish. Oi, Ketzad Yasa, what should he do? How can I save myself? What could he do to save himself from the Isra of Mi'ila? Now, the problem over here is, he doesn't know which is the money. You see, if he knew where the money is, the man put the money down on the table and walked out with a bottle of oil. Someone else came in and said, you should know that money is hegdish. Oi! So of course he's not going to be moil behegdish. He won't use the money. And of course he'll try to get it back from the one who purchased it. But that's a separate issue. Our problem here is that the shopkeeper took the money, put it into the cash register, and now it's mixed up with all the other money. So now I can't use any of my money because there's hegdish money there. What can he do? Zok de Mishnah, noitel prut. He should take a pruta of chulin. Oi keli, or a keli of chulin. That's worth pruta. It's worth that amount. V'yoymen, he should say. Pruta shel hegdish b'chol mokim shehu. Wherever that pruta of hegdish is in the mixture, in my cash register or money box. Mechuleles al zeh, should be redeemed on this pruta of chulin or the keli. And therefore, the money goes out from Hegdish. Wherever that money is mixed up with the rest of his money, it's no longer Hegdish. And you can do this, explains the Mishnah, Shah Hegdish Nivda, because Hegdish is redeemed b'kesef either with money or b'shava kesef or with the value of money. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. If the Balabaya sends money of Hegdish in the hands of a Cherishite of a cotton to buy something and they followed his instructions, they brought back the right thing. The Balabais is the one that's Moel Behegdish. He's the Bardas, they're not. If they didn't bring back the right things, then it's the shopkeeper that's Moel Behegdish. In the first case, the shopkeeper is not Moel Behegdish, because once the Balabais is Moel Behegdish, the money goes out to Chulin. Then we learn in the Mishnah, if the Balabais sent the money in the hands of an intelligent person, or a person that has enough Das to be considered not in any of the previous categories, and the Balabais reminds himself, oy vey, that was Hegdish money. And the Shliach also reminded himself it was Hegdish money. So they're now both amazed. When he gives it to the shopkeeper, he's amazed. It's not Shaykh that he's Moel Behegdish. It's the shopkeeper, Nebuch. If he uses the money now for his own purpose, he's the one that's Moel Behegdish. It's not his fault. Everything is Bashgacha Pratis. L'maisa, the shopkeeper is going to have the mitzvah of bringing the carbon milah. Now, what can the shopkeeper do? If they come and they tell him, you know, the person that gave you money, the money is Hegdish, now it's mixed up with the other prutais. So you can take a pruta of Chulin or a keli and say, I want the Kedusha to be transferred onto this, and therefore the rest of his money that's in the cash register or in the money box is good to go. It's no longer Hegdish.